We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Football Friday edition of Marks and Reese. Without the football, at least in Philly this weekend, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Mr. Reese, I saw some pictures of you. I guess it was on the gram, maybe, from last night. Yeah, from last night. Yeah. Big event in town. We actually kind of poo-pooed it on the show.
Not my idea.
Well, I mean, it was more Fritz leading that. I had pretty much no opinion on it, but Fritz was like, "Oh, it's such a joke, right? Like nobody even cares."
Why'd you make me sound like Howard?
It's like a made up event, you know?
It is. It's not a real Hall of Fame.
Oh, stop it, man!
Right? See,
it's only Hall of Fame Donovan could make.
Oh. Well, don't ask him that. He would disagree. But yes, it was the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame last night, and I was shocked. And you know what? I guess I shouldn't be shocked. But I was shocked to see who was in attendance. Not shocked to see that you were around later, but I was shocked to see that Andy Reid, in season, he doesn't have a bye week this week, on a Thursday night, is in his big red tuxedo at the event last night in Philadelphia, Ike.
He was.
And like I said, like, I guess I just, like, in season, if this was off season, if they had a bye week, if he wasn't coaching anymore. Sure. I mean, even then, it's kind of a surprise. But the fact that they have a game and he took out of his seat, like, I mean, he didn't drive. He wasn't taking a commercial. No. He didn't take a commercial plane here. I'm sure it was a private jet in and out. But still, it just shows you what kind of a coach he was for you guys. And I actually applaud him. It's an amazing gesture. It's amazing that he came for that last night.
No, I wish I had made it over to the dinner so I could see him and say hello to him and everything, but I didn't make it over to the dinner, but it was great to see that he made it in. A couple of his former players, Donovan and Troy, going into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame last night. So I'm not surprised. That's Andy Reid. That's what Andy Reid does, man. We talk about this thing being a family. And for those that embrace it that way, meaning the former players that embrace it as a family and are typically around and everything, Andy is a big part of it. Andy is a reason why it is a family atmosphere down there. Even though he's not the coach anymore, those are his coaches down there. Doug is his former coach, his former player.
Well, no doubt his legacy continues even today. I mean, the way that Howie selects players, offensive line, defensive line, cornerback, quarterback, Andy Reid brought that here. They're the positions he's valued. Now, he also didn't value linebackers, and that hasn't changed, and I don't think that's a good thing, but you get where I'm going. So, I mean, it's one thing for the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, B-Dawg goes in the Hall of Fame, of course, and it's training camp still. Of course, Andy's going to be there, and you were out there, and you saw Andy then, and, you know, he was kind of in and out same way, but, I mean, it's the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
It's a big deal.
But at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it was a big deal for Andy to come in here and do it.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame is a big deal. Fran Dunphy, Rasheed Wallace last night.
Rasheed was in, right?
Troy Vincent. Who else went in?
You soon will be in. Yes, you will.
Who else went in last night?
If you look at some of the names that are in there, Susie Colbert went in last night.
Susie Colbert, yeah.
She's from Philadelphia. She's from Roxborough, I believe. She's a great national media personality for many years. You were not only a great Eagle, you've been a great media personality here for the better part. You're over a decade.
That's a loose term. Great. I appreciate it.
I mean, I'm not even just saying that. But anyway, you'll be in one day, no doubt about that. So it got us thinking, right? Ray Dittinger put out his all-time Eagle team, and you put out your all-decade team.
From 2000,
2000 to 2009. Elliot today put out his 2010 through present day all-decade team.
Hot trash.
We'll talk to him at 3 o'clock about it, too. Like, I'd say it's predictable, but that would be an understatement.
Jordan Matthews was wide receiver one.
Guess who wasn't a quarterback?
Right, yes.
His number is 11.
Right.
And Elliott's coming up at 3 about that. So let's get into it. But Ray didn't put a coach, which I thought was interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing an all-time team. So if you go over his all-time team, Norm Van Brocklin's his quarterback. That's what I would expect out of Ray, is that he's including everybody from the entire history, right? For guys like us, we almost, like, even going back to 1980 at this point is kind of a chore. You know what I mean? Like, we're modern times. And a lot of times some of our older fans will call in and check us and be like, hey, you're really missing out on a great player. And they're right to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But he leaves out a coach. So, Ike, mm-hmm. who's the coach? And there's really three candidates, I would say, and we'll throw a fourth one in there just for giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Dick Vermeil? Is it Buddy Ryan? It's not Buddy Ryan. Or is it Andy Reid? Or is it Doug Peterson?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? To me, it's between two people. It's between Andy Reid and Doug Peterson. Dick Vermeil certainly should be in consideration. He was a great Eagles coach, went to a Super Bowl, turned this franchise around. It was a bad franchise, too. He came in here, and he changed their fortunes.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy Reid had similar success, and he was here longer. So that's why I would put Andy Reid ahead of Dick Vermeil. Do you agree with me as far as that?
Yes.
And Buddy Ryan is not your first on the list. We can.
No, Andy Reid's the greatest coach here. I mean, that's simple to me.
He should be the coach on the list.
All-time team, yes, Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
I know he didn't win the Super Bowl. I know he didn't win the championship here. But I think his part in this franchise winning the Super Bowl can't go understated. He's the one who suggested Doug Peterson to Jeffrey Lurie, right? He's the one who said, this is the guy you need
but
to
I
hire.
Heard he was trying to sabotage the Eagles by doing that. That was what everybody was talking about.
Yeah, that's what people thought. Andy Reid's trying to sabotage the Eagles, right? That's what people thought. And I don't think Doug Peterson was on Jeffrey's radar at that point. Right. But Jeffrey respects Andy as a coach. And so if Andy Reid is saying, no, this is the guy you need to hire, forget about all those other guys. This is the guy you need to hire. Jeffrey Lurie respects Andy's opinion. They went with Doug Peterson, you know,
worked out.
And it worked out. It worked out when he talked about emotional intelligence and all those things. With
you got to open your heart.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So for me, it's got to be Big Red because he's put together the blueprint, the module for this organization to maintain two decades of success.
Which still,
and they still use it.
Because I'm gonna disagree with what you're saying, but I'm gonna agree with that mm-hmm. this is still the Andy Reid way of football. This is still the organization is still very much Andy Reid, without a doubt. But so let me just say this: I'm not a punk. I'm not an Andy Reid. Hater. Andy Reid was a great coach here for a long time, and I really value what he brought. Now, he also did have his negatives, which everybody realizes, mm-hmm. and I think towards the end, we really had the Reid fatigue with the timeouts and the clock management, and then he started going to Juan Castillo as defensive coordinator. We all know how it ended up playing out,
mm-hmm.
but I think what you saw when Andy went to Kansas City, because I remember a lot of the whispers of people saying, games passed them by. You don't play football like that anymore in the NFL. Andy Reid, you know, Andy Reid's an old West Coast coach. Those guys don't, they're done, right? Like, that whole way of coaching's done. Andy Reid has changed. Like, he's better in Kansas, might be better in Kansas City than he is here, right? Or he's got better players. He's got better weapons on offense. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's validated just how good he is by going to Kansas City and having the success. He turned around. Kansas City, the Chiefs were a terrible franchise. Mm-hmm. They weren't in the playoffs for years and years. He turned that franchise around. Now they're one of the top franchises year after year in the AFC. With all that being said, and I certainly respect Andy Reid, it's got to be Doug Peterson, man. It's got to be Doug, and here's why. He doesn't have the long resume like Andy Reid. I get it, all right? But he's 11 games over 500, three-plus seasons. He's 11 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just that, he went on a run, they won the Super Bowl, they got lucky, and it's a combination of a couple different things. The success he's had in a short period of time is one thing. The Super Bowl is obviously the other, but here's the other thing. This isn't Peyton Manning winning Super Bowls or Tom Brady winning Super Bowls. He had to take Nick Foles, who when he came in, when Nick Foles took over for Carson Wentz, No one thought they were even going to win a game in the playoffs. He looked so bad. And he said, what do I find in Nick Foles? How do I get him to be what he used to be when he was here the first time? How do I get a good Nick Foles? How do I make him good enough to win a Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. And he figured it out. He took that bye week and he said, here's how we're going to do it. The RPOs, getting him in rhythm to where he coached his ass off to get that team ready for the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And in the Super Bowl, Nick Foles had his game of his life. Mm-hmm. And Doug Peterson coached his ass off. He was on a hot streak calling plays. Just what he did that year. And then what else he's done as well. I would have to go Doug.
What do you mean, what else he's done? I mean, that year was great. What else?
Well, I mean, they're a game over 500 right now with a suspect defense. Half the team was injured and no wide receivers. I mean, somehow they were two games over 500 last year. He hasn't had a starting quarterback a couple straight. I mean, we're talking about 2 years in a row where he didn't have a starting quarterback and you had to bring a backup in and play, right?
Who was the starting quarterback?
Carson.
I know. I mean, he brought in Nick Foles. We act like Nick Foles was chopped liver or something. You know, it's still a backup. He's a starting quarterback. Nick Foles is a starting quarterback in this league.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Chase Daniel. He didn't win the Super Bowl with Chase Daniel.
But when Nick's went to other places, he hasn't had success. Nick here had success under Doug Peterson.
I know, but I'm saying he has a number of starts under his belt. It's not as if he took somebody off the scrap heap and won the Super Bowl.
Fritz, who do you got? Coach, I mean, you're a millennial, so I don't expect you to really to get some of the older guys.
I didn't see Buddy Ryan, obviously.
Dick Vermeil's great. You didn't see Dick Vermeil either. Dick Vermeil's great, and he should be a strong contender, but really for me it comes down to Andy or Doug. It's not Buddy Ryan.
Of all those coaches, there's one who's more than likely going into the Hall of Fame. That's Andy Reid.
Oh, Doug's career's not over.
Right.
Okay, well, he has a long time to go before he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, Andy Reid's a lock Hall of Famer. He's a lock.
He should be, but yeah. I don't know if he is, but I think he's going in.
I believe he's a lock Hall of Famer.
And one of these guys also has a clutch gene.
Yep.
And that's Doug Peterson.
When you come down to it, Andy was a very good – he was an organizational coach, right? When the Eagles struggled in big games, you felt like that Andy was being outcoached by other better coaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at some of those big games, when you look at the NFC Championship games, you feel like that he waited too long to react, to make adjustments. I don't think thinking quickly on his feet was something that Andy did particularly well.
It's almost like
he had his opportunities for this to be a no-brainer conversation.
It's almost like Andy was Peyton Manning and Doug Peterson's Tom Brady.
You got to ask yourself. If you had a choice between two coaches, which would you want?
For a ready-made team or to start an organization?
Anything you want, any way you want to set it up.
For a team that's ready to win right now, Doug Peterson. So I think he's a better game day coach. He's better at time management. He's better with everything like that. I think he's a better play caller, too, when he's hot.
He's a better play caller.
Okay, well, he was in the Super Bowl in the NFC Championship game.
We're going to talk about that forever. I know. We're going to talk about those two games forever. I know it. Minnesota versus New England. I got it. He was spectacular in those two games. We'll never be able to change that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only two games.
888-729-9494. At Mark Cerise, WIP on Twitter. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers, Route 3 and 9 in Montgomeryville is the place to go. Greatest selection around. Mark-Jewelers.com. That's what it is. Should it be Andy? Should it be Doug? Can I get one Buddy Ryan caller? That's why we even throw it out there for Buddy Ryan, just to get the one guy. That guy, yeah.
Buddy.
888-729-9494. Elliot and Ike go at it at 3 o'clock. I think that's clear it's going to happen.
John Six is his feet up for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or Elliot.
No, yeah, you need to get the boxing bell ring.
What are we going there for?
For his all-decade team takes. Or maybe I'm sure he's going to say something that's going to aggravate you. Normally does.
He does.
So listen, Antonio Brown now is back in play with a lot of people around the NFL, including Mike Florio, who's going to give us the latest on Antonio Brown. I was listening a little bit I saw a little bit of his show on NBC Sports Network today, and he was more or less saying, I feel bad for Antonio Brown because the league's totally screwing him, right? Like the league's totally with this whole thing of holding the commissioner's exempt list to over other teams' heads are saying, well, sure, you can technically sign him, but yeah, if you do, this is what could happen. So Antonio Brown still scheduled to meet with the league next week. Mike Florio is going to give us the latest. There are teams interested, so I would think that there will be continued to be teams interested. It's just a matter of whether the NFL is going to allow him to sign. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It's been a week of all-century teams, all-decade teams, all-time teams, but who's the coach on the all-time team? We'll decide today. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
We're going down to Dallas, and our guys are going to be ready to play, and we're going to win that football game, and when we do, we're in first place in the NFC East. We control our own destiny. We're right where we need to be.
That's not
Listen,
right.
Listen, Fritz,
man.
That's a winner.
That's not right, man.
Fritz, I don't need your editorials out of the producer booth, all right?
That's not right, man.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Well played. All right. So far.
I love Doug, man. You're not going to turn me against Dougie P today. But Andy's a better coach. Come on, man.
I don't know what's going on for our Twitter polls, but we have 1,700 votes already. Going off of Diddy's list
our
this,
polls
this
are
morning.
On fire.
I know. Look at you. You're like a stripper. Who would be the coach of an all-time Eagles team? Andy Reid, Doug Peterson. We asked you Buddy Ryan. Dick Vermeil's 15%. Buddy Ryan got 8. I think that's all people are laughing and voting at. I voted Doug Peterson. Right now, Ike, on Twitter, 40% say Doug. 37% say Andy. Terry Lynn says, I got to pick the one who won the Super Bowl. Philly sports fan DM says, no-brainer, Doug won a Super Bowl. Maybe against the best coach of all time. If Doug doesn't get 80% plus of this vote, shame on us as a city.
Hear that, Ike?
Bonyani says, Doug, Andy, Vermeil. Big gap, then Buddy Ryan. Bruce Bennett voted Vermeil. Brought the Eagles back from the abyss. The other guys built on his legacy. Wow. Listen, there was a long time between Dick Vermeil and Andy Reid.
Yeah, it was a long time between those two.
Dante, last time I checked, Doug was the only one who brought us the Super Bowl. Mac Reichel, easily Doug. 888-729-9494. But on the phone lines, Ike.
Which, it matters.
People are saying Andy. So we got to write those in on the phone lines, all right, Jack? They're write-in votes. Let's do it. Rasheem, North Philly. Rasheem, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, bro?
What's up? I got to agree with you. If you look at it, the players that, I can say the most important player that we won the Super Bowl with was Nick Foles, the guy that Andy Reid drafted. Mm-hmm. If you look at Andy Reid's philosophy, Doug Peterson almost copied that same philosophy. The players' coach, the faith that he put into the organization religiously on and off the field. If you just look at some of the players, not that Michael Jenkins, is Brian Dawkins, but as far as being outspoken, being a leader, Doug Peterson really gave him that because he wasn't that type of player. With the Saints, if you listen to what Jeffrey Lurie said when we brought Doug Peterson, is basically everything that Andy Reid was. And if Andy Reid, like the players he developed, like the Tyreek Hill, the Sean Jacksons, LeSean McCoys, Brian Westbrook, like all these guys are all-time great players. And not to mention, I could say about two of them, it might be in the Hall of Fame. So, it's Andy Reid head over shoulder. It's not even close.
All right, Rasheem. Thank you. People are agreeing. Nick M. says, Reid built something. It lasted a long time. It was successful for a long time. He's also doing the same thing in KC. That'll last a long time, too. This shouldn't even be close. I mean, it should be close because people should respect what Andy Reid did. People should respect what Andy Reid did.
It shouldn't be close the other way is what he's saying.
I know what he's saying. I'm agreeing. I'm saying it should be close because Doug Peterson – he won the Super Bowl. Like I know Andy Reid was here for a long time. He did it with a bunch of different players, right? Like it wasn't just all right. They took their shot with Donovan, and you guys got it, whatever. And then he was gone, or he brought in a no. This was how many years was Andy here for? Decade and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here for
14 years.
Yeah, here for a long time. Certainly a great coach. But if you're doing an all-time team, how can you ignore what happened in the biggest games of their career as opposed to the biggest game of Doug Peterson's career or the biggest games of Doug Peterson's career? I can't ignore that.
Because you're looking at longevity. You're not looking at it in a vacuum. You're not saying, okay, he won the Super Bowl, so that automatically makes him the greatest coach. Because if that were the case, shouldn't who was the coach when we won the NFL championship in 1960?
Greasy Neal.
We should put him on the list, too.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's just about the championship, then that coach deserves to be there. But it has to be about longevity and being able to sustain something and building something. And Andy gave you a window of at least a decade of success. Now, granted, it didn't lead to the ultimate success, but when you're talking about coaches, I think the longevity does matter because that's what a coach does, builds and sustains winning. Now, you ultimately have to win the ultimate prize. We know that. We know that. But Marv Levy is in the Hall of Fame for going to four straight Super Bowls. He never won one.
Yeah.
But he went to four straight Super Bowls.
Right. I mean, if you're looking at who, when you said it earlier, who's going to the Hall of Fame, Doug or Andy, I don't believe Doug, when it's all said and done, is going to have the resume of Andy Reid. Andy Reid's resume is excellent. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about specifically here and specifically this franchise, unfortunately, I have to pick apart the details. I have to go in and I have to look at things that happened in some of those games, right? On some of those teams, in some of those years.
Yeah, and, but the fact that you were in those games needs to be taken into account. Meaning that you were in four championship games, five championship games.
Yeah, but a better coach, you might win a Super Bowl.
Sure, and a worse coach, you may not even be there.
No, I mean, you're right, and that's what makes this even a conversation, is that he was a really good coach. I mean, but you can't ignore what happened in the Tampa Bay game. You can't ignore mm-hmm. what happened when you faced the better defensive coordinators with your play calling. Mm-hmm. And although Doug doesn't even have close to the resume Andy Reid does, he's got a little bit of a resume, and his coaching was instrumental and very important in winning those games, in winning a championship. And that's why I would have to vote for Doug. Okay. Let's go to Ken in Aston. Ken, how are you?
How you doing today? Great show.
Thank
you. Listen, I'm glad you mentioned Earl Greasy Neal. I mm-hmm. mentioned it to the when I was calling in. Mm-hmm. He's the only, again, I don't, it was before all of us were born, but you read the history books, you read about the Eagles and Ray Didinger's books. He was the only Eagle coach to coach two titles in 48 and 49. Again, I know that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Another coach that coached them was Buck Shaw, who only coached
Buck
Eagles
Shaw,
for
yeah.
like 3 years,
yeah.
and that was in 60. And, of course, then we have Doug Peterson. I love Andy Reid, but I would have to go with Doug only because Doug figured out a way to win, to get it done. Andy Reid will be in the Hall of Fame, no question. And I'm rooting for him. If Kansas City does eventually get in the Super Bowl, I would root for him. But I think I would go with Doug, definitely.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Ken. Let's try Gio Bensalem. Hi, Gio.
What's going on, John? What's going on, Ike?
Hey, man.
What's up, Gio?
I'm going to have to go with Andy on this, and it's really not even close, like I said. I mean, the only thing that Doug has over Andy is the simple fact that he had the Super Bowl. And in my opinion, if you put Andy on that Super Bowl team, that team still went to the Super Bowl. At the end of the day, I don't think Andy gets enough respect in the city. And that's all I have to say to that.
Well, I mean, I don't even disagree with that.
Why isn't Andy in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame? What the hell are we waiting on for that?
Yeah, I don't understand. I really don't get it.
He's got to retire.
I'm totally there with you.
Got to retire. All right, Gio, appreciate it.
Wait until you retire.
Well, I mean, listen. When
you don't know the rules to the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame?
No, I don't.
I don't know that either. Maybe he does. Maybe that's not technically what he has to
it
do.
It just dawned on me. I'm like, why isn't Andy in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame? Why is Charlie Manuel in yet? He should be.
Honestly, Ike, I never even heard of it before yesterday.
Come on, man.
I didn't. You did?
Yes.
This is a relatively new thing, right?
It doesn't
it's
count.
It's not a new thing. What do you mean
it's
it doesn't
not?
Count? Come on, man.
All right, so what would it...
There's a lot of great athletes and coaches that have come through this area.
I agree.
Right? So to have a Philadelphia Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame, that's
I'm fine
a big
with
deal.
It. No, I'm perfectly fine with that. I mean, listen, it's a good thing. I just, I don't know the history of it. Like, the Phillies Wall of Fame is kind of a sham, you know what I mean? I mean, some of the guys are obviously deserving, but there's some others that, because they have to elect somebody every year, it's like, well, who are we going to put on? All right, let's put on this person right here. You know, and it's kind of like, yeah, come on. Like, really? Like, Lieberthal going on the Wall of Fame, that does anything for anybody? See, here's the other thing with Andy Reid, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a he's an accomplished coach. There's no doubt about it. He's also his overall postseason record, the whole postseason thing followed him to Kansas City. Right? It's not like that he went to Kansas City and he and all the playoff coming up small in the playoffs and his team's coming up small in the playoffs or in big games in the playoffs. That followed him to Kansas City.
How many playoff wins does he have?
He's 10-9 postseason record. Right. So he's one game over 500 in postseason.
Cool.
I mean, you know, it's not his numbers aren't overwhelming to where you can say, all right, you're right, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but
overwhelming compared to Doug's.
Yeah, but Doug just doesn't have the resume. I believe if Doug coached for 10 years that he would have a similar resume to Andy Reid after he coached 10 years. Right now, Andy's got two. He has 130 wins with
the Eagles. You believe that, but just because you believe that doesn't mean that would be true. I mean,
well, I have to project because he didn't do it.
Well, if we're projecting, other than 1 year, he's been about a 500 coach.
No, he's above 500 this year. He was above 500 last year.
I said about a 500 coach.
I mean, okay.
I mean, he was two games below his first year. I said other than the Super Bowl year, he's been about a 500 coach.
Okay, but it's not baseball where there's 162 games. It's tougher to be that much above 500 in football. You only play 16 games.
Not tough for Bill Belichick. Not tough for Andy.
He's 11 games over 500, Doug.
Yeah, I said, but that's including the Super Bowl year.
Which, yeah, but he should get credit for the Super Bowl year.
That's the only reason we're having a conversation is because of the Super Bowl year. That's the point that I'm making. It's the 1 year. The other years, he's been about a 500 coach.
Let's go to Matt in Middletown. Hi, Matt.
Guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Matt?
I'm going to have to go with Andy Reid on this one. I don't think it's close either. Like Ike was saying, 1 year. And now everybody thinks Doug Peterson's the best coach in Eagles history. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like comparing a really good, say a really good player goes to the Super Bowl once, doesn't win, but then a garbage player, not saying Doug's garbage, but then they win the Super Bowl with a good team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're not giving Doug any real credit for the Super Bowl.
No, I am.
But you mentioned the word garbage.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not. I'm not pertaining garbage to Doug. You know what I mean? I'm saying how you influence, but you didn't, I don't even know how to say it. Obviously, he was great, okay, but I'm going to have to give it to Andy Reid. He turned the whole organization around. And like you said, I agree with you that he's an organizational coach, but I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to go with Andy by far.
All right, Matt, appreciate it. Let's go to Chris in Levittown. Hi, Chris.
Johnny.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on with this, man? Why are you calling the Phillies Wall of Fame a sham?
I didn't. What are you talking about?
You did. You just said.
It was Jack Fritz. I didn't say. Did I say it was a sham? Oh, the Phillies Wall of Fame.
Lieberthal.
Oh, yeah. Because of Lieberthal.
Come on, man. You're all over the place with this.
I'm all over the place with what?
I don't know. If you're a Phillies fan, an Eagles fan, 1 week you say one thing, the next week you say something else.
The Phillies Wall of Fame that happens every year is, you know, I mean, do you really care about the Phillies Wall of Fame every year? Is that something you circle on your calendar?
No, I think the fans care about it. We all care about it.
Okay, well, I mean, listen, I'm a Phillies fan. I don't really necessarily care about it. It depends who the player is.
You said you never even heard of the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
I can't remember hearing much about it before, no. So what? That makes me a fraud?
It does. I mean, how can you be this talk radio host and an Eagles fan and a Phillies fan?
Because the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame is not a criteria of being a Philadelphia sports fan, just so you know, Chris.
I hear you. You're right. Anyhow, I mean, besides that, you guys got a great show, man. I love listening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Such kind words.
You can't win.
No, but by the way,
knows that Lieberthal being on the Phillies Wall of Fame is a joke.
No, and let me say this. I grew up being a big Juan Samuel fan, right? He's one of my favorite players growing up because they sucked, right? Juan Samuel's in the Phillies Wall of Fame. I mean, it's not a Hall of Fame. It's a Wall of Fame. It's a reason to sell tickets.
It's a Phillies Hall of Fame, isn't it?
No, it's a Phillies Wall of Fame.
Well, I mean, that's not the Hall of Fame for the Phillies?
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
Well, if it was, some of these players wouldn't be in there. That's what I'm saying. Right,
isn't the Wall of Fame supposed to be symbolic, like the Hall of Fame?
But see, here's
except
the thing.
For Phillies players.
Right, like the Cowboys have the Ring of Honor.
Right.
The Eagles have their Hall of Fame.
Right.
if this was the like if they did it the same way the Phillies did, there'd be a lot more people in than for the Eagles. You know what I mean? Like there'd be mm-hmm. there'd be a lot more people in. It's more of an exclusive club with these other things. I feel like with the Phillies, I mean, come on, all due respect to Jim Thome, he played here for 2 years. You know, it's a reason to sell tickets, right? I mean, that's really, I mean, wow. Where they put it on the schedule is because they're trying to sell tickets.
Wow. Boy, I tell you, boy, you take a brother's accomplishments, man, and just throw him out in the trash, man.
The Phillies Wall of Fame and a guy that was here for 2 years and they didn't win gets up there? Roy Halladay belongs on there. He won a Cy Young. He was right. here for just more than 2 years. The team had
success.
He's
going in. He's on there, right?
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah.
Let's go to Madison in West Philly. Madison, how are you?
You.
What's up, yo, Madison?
I let Madison infuriate people by not saying anything. Maybe I do say, go ahead, Madison. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I want to say that, in my opinion, first off, I'm a Steelers fan. But in my opinion, I think Andy is the better coach other than – I'm not trying to take nothing away from what Doug did here in Philly, winning the Super Bowl, but I usually agree with 99% of the stuff that you're saying, and this is still one of them times. You usually be on point all the time. But other than that Minnesota, you know, the Minnesota game, they played a hell of a game, and then you know, of course, the Super Bowl. But other than that, it's not even close, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, it's not, I mean, really not even close. The first year when Doug got hired, I was like, they need to get rid of dude. Then the mm-hmm. next year, I ate my words because they won the chip. And then last year, I'm like, I was kind of right the first time. And then this year, it's like, I'm teetering back and forth. You know what I mean? So, however, but I think I definitely want to give it up.
All right, Madison, good to talk to you. After the Super Bowl year of 2004, 6-10, 10-6, 8-8, 9-6-1, 11-5, 10-6, 8-8, 4-12. And then that was it. So, That was Andy's record post Super Bowl. 6 wins, 10 wins, 8 mm-hmm. wins, 9 wins, 11, 10, 8, 4. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, if we were talking about Belichick that didn't win a Super Bowl but was winning 12 or 13 games every year, then the first half of his
We know he's not Belichick. Nobody's Belichick.
The first half of his career in Philadelphia was excellent. Mm-hmm. And then the second half was kind of like, all right, yeah, had some good years. You had some not so good years.
Mm-hmm. That's like the 1 year with Doug was excellent, and the other years have been like,
8-8, 7-2.
We've been around 500 for 3 years. Like that's a 7-9 his rookie year, 9-7 last year, 5-4 this year.
7-9 is rookie year that had no talent on the team.
Okay.
All right. I mean, we talked about it yesterday with Carson Wentz. Can you blame Carson for winning 9 games that year? No, he was throwing
I'm not blaming Doug. I'm just giving you the record. That's all. I didn't blame Doug. I just gave you the record.
888-729-9494.
That's all.
888-729-9494.
7-9 and 9-7. That's about 500, right? That sounds even.
It's 2 games above 500.
No, 7-9 and 9-7.
That's even.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, and then you got 5-4 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So other than the Super Bowl year, he's 1 game over 500.
Yes.
Right.
Other than
the Super Bowl year. Yeah.
He rallied the team last year.
Here's the thing.
About that.
If we know he had the Super Bowl year, that's 1 year. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brian Billick won a Super Bowl.
Oh, come on.
What?
Don't lump Doug in with Brian Billick.
Brian
Billick not win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
But you know the difference between Brian Billick winning a Super Bowl and Doug winning a Super Bowl. Brian Billick had an all-time defensive team and was a game manager quarterback, right? Doug Peterson went out there and literally outcoached Bill Belichick and got Nick Foles from Nick Foles that couldn't complete a pass in the last 2 games of the season to Nick Foles that outplayed Tom Brady. 888-729-9494.
All I said was Brian Billick won a Super Bowl. That's all I said.
Doug's more revolutionary than
Brian Billick won a Super Bowl. That's all.
Did Brian Billick ever revolutionize the sport in the way that Doug has revolutionized football?
Doug has revolutionized football?
Yeah, the fourth down stuff, going for two down with up one score or whatever.
Word revolutionize? Like when you watch this team, you think you're looking at a revolutionary coach?
Getting there.
Well, he changed what the league did. Now everybody goes for it on fourth down. Good point.
Jack. He changed football.
888-729.
Doug Peterson changed football.
94-94.
You can't even take it seriously.
Ahead of his time. Marks and Reese. And I'm trying to be respectful for Andy to Andy, but this really shouldn't even be a conversation.
Oh, but it is.
888-729-9494.
Oh, but it is.
It's Marks and Reese. Elliot Sher Parks has an all-decade team. Mm-hmm. We'll give it to you coming up. He's coming up at 3 o'clock, but we'll give you lathered up with that coming up next, and then back to the phones as well. Marks and Reese on 94. WIP, back right after this, Football Friday. Hey, listen, let's talk about Bradford White Water Heaters for a second. America's great American company. They've been making water heaters for over 100 years that are quite simply built to be the best. Their innovative technologies have made Bradford White Water Heaters one of the most recommended brands by plumbing professionals for their customers. Whether it's a water heater or a boiler that you need for your business or home.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.